The hearing in the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital case in the Supreme Court of India saw several questions come up again regarding the documentation of handling the dead body and evidence in the case. Questions about procedure and evidence tampering have been alleged in this case, leading the court to seeking clarifications on the handling of the body and evidence in the case. The court also ordered doctors to return to work by Tuesday. The Supreme Court has now asked the CBI to file a fresh report in the case next Tuesday.
In the Supreme Court, tough words from Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who said a key document connected to the post-mortem appeared to be missing. The top court also asked doctors to return to work by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, as it asked the state government to report on what measures have been taken at state-run hospitals to improve security. The CBI has also been asked to file a fresh status report on its investigation.
It's been an interesting day in the Supreme Court. The Chief Justice of India directing junior doctors and other doctors who are protesting to return to work by 5 o'clock tomorrow, and also making it clear that those who are protesting will have to follow certain norms, saying that there has been a delay of nearly 14 hours since the first information report was lodged.
Another BJP versus Mamata Banerjee face-off on the streets of Kolkata over the rape and murder of the R.G. Kaur hospital doctor. The BJP is demanding the Bengal chief minister's resignation over the allegation by the victim's parents of the police offering money to them. Mamata Banerjee dismissed the allegation as being slander.
Kya abhi bhi Mamata Banerjee aap apne pad par bani rehna chahti hain? क्या ये सिद्ध नहीं हो गया कि आप विफल रही? क्या ये आपकी जिम्मेदारी नहीं है कि आप इस्तीफा दें? और इस्तीफा क्यों? इस्तीफा इसलिए जिससे एक निष्पक्ष जांच हो सके.
मिथ्या কথা কুৎসা অপপ্রচার চক্রান্ত সেদিনের ভিডিওগ্রাফ প্রত্যেককে আমি নিচে নামার পরে প্রেস করেছিলেন প্রেস কনফারেন্সে প্রেসে সাংবাদিকরা ছিলেন আমার সাথে শিপি ছিল এবং আমার পরে আবার তার বাবা মাকেও আপনারা জিজ্ঞেস করেছিলেন সে রেকর্ডও আমাদের কাছে আছে.
Political protests like this one by the BJP, where they tried to break these barricades and reach the DC North's office. And of course, they were stopped by the police, following which a deputation was handed over to the DC North. Why is the DC North important here? That's the context that Mamata Banerjee was talking about. Now, the members of the family of the victim have made a very serious allegation, specifically naming DC North, saying he offered them money.
The BJP has also demanded the sacking of Kolkata's police chief, Vineet Goyal. The victim's parents have claimed that they cremated their daughter's body under police pressure and alleged that a police officer offered them money to bury the incident. Mamata Banerjee today said the top cop had offered his resignation but was asked to stay.
Kolkata Police Commissioner amar kache nije eshe onek bar podottek korar jonno goto 7 din age. Samne pujo apnara ebar amay bolun. ল অ্যান্ড অর্ডার লোকটাকে তো জানতে হবে যে থাকবে কোন পাড়ায় কোন পুজো হচ্ছে, পুজো কমিটিগুলো কি থিম করছে, কোথায় কি পুলিশ পোস্টিং আছে, এটা পুজোর সময়, কিছুদিন ধৈর্য ধরলে কি মহাভারত অশুদ্ধ হয়.
কলকাতা এন্ড বিয়ন্ড হ্যাভ সিন ম্যাসিভ প্রোটেস্টস ইন দিস কেস অ্যামিডস্ট অ্যালিগেশনস অফ আ কভার আপ অ্যান্ড এভিডেন্স ট্যাম্পারিং, চার্জেস দ্যাট হ্যাভ বিন ক্যাটেগরিক্যালি ডিনাইড বাই দ্য পুলিশ অ্যান্ড দ্য স্টেট গভর্নমেন্ট. The ruling Trinamool Congress in West Bengal says that the CBI has arrived at the same conclusion as the Kolkata police amidst calls for justice in a case where there is no information in the public domain about the progress of the investigation by the CBI in this case. With camera person GD Shankar in Kolkata, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
All right, so lots of key questions asked in this case in the Supreme Court, and of course the defiance of Mamata Banerjee and her fight with the BJP quite clearly continues. Joining us now, Shobha Gupta, advocate in the Supreme Court, Yashovardhan Azad, the former IPS officer and Central Information Commissioner, Monojit Mondal, he's a supporter of the Trinamool Congress, Tuhin Sinha of the BJP, and we'll be joined by the women's rights activist, Saira Shah Halim, in a moment. Shobha Gupta, let me come to you first. Look at what's taken place in the Supreme Court today. A 14-hour gap, delay in filing of the FIR, that's something that was flagged today as well. If you look at the overall case, how significant is that?
You're honestly saying it appears police and the state fail badly. I'm not for the political gains or loss over here and not a politician, so I would not be talking all that. But seriously, yeah. From the moment one when the body was seen, it appears then and there and from henceforth from that moment, they started missing out the links. They started messing it up around in terms of what exactly they should have done as per the rule book. They failed to do that, which includes not protecting the scene of crime, not protecting the major main evidence in the crime, that is the body itself. Then it appears they had a UD entry. They did not have the inquest done, the FIR not done in time. And I'm saying inquest done, not in time. The postmortem done in the very same hospital. Why? I have a big why on that. And so FIR also, they launched FIR, it seems, at 11:30. I have not seen the paper myself. The state government doesn't seem to be any time sure about the timing of any of these activities. Like each hearing, it looks quite weird that the lawyers appearing, and you know, you have very good lawyer appearing. We have countries, one of the most renowned advocate appearing for the state. But every time they are looking around for the facts and the timings, it doesn't look like they are sure about what they have done exactly, what time.
Shobhaji, one more question. There is a challan that the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, referred to, without which a post-mortem cannot be carried out. And Kapil Sibal, the advocate, said that he didn't have it with him. There were others who apparently suggested it had been presented in the High Court earlier on. If that were the case, is that A, vital piece of documentation, and B, should Mr. Sibal and his other lawyers have had it with them in the Supreme Court?
But how come you don't have that in the challan? That's my first big question. How do you don't have that? These are the basics. If you are doing a post-mortem, if the body has been recovered, how come the clothing details are not there? You hand over the clothes. First of all, how come the clothes were not on the body? If they were there separately lying anywhere else, everything had to be seized and hand over. A challan had to be prepared. You make an inventory of every single thing around it.
Okay. Shobhaji, just be with us for a moment. Let me go across to my former colleague, Monudipa Banerjee. Monudipa, thanks very much for being with us. You know, Shobha made 5 key points, which I listed. Number one, the scene of the crime didn't appear to be protected. There was no protection of the body. Why was the postmortem done in the same hospital? Where is this challan, which the Chief Justice was also asking for today? And details of the clothing, which needed to have been presented, appear prima facie not to have been presented. Does this not cast serious questions on the way, you know, the initial investigation was done?
Yes, indeed. In fact, if you recall, on day one of the hearing at Supreme Court, there was utter confusion about the timeline. I remember the justices repeatedly asking Mr. Kapil Sibal for an exact timeline of incidents. When was the body found? When was, a post-mortem carried out? When did the judicial magistrate come in? And of course, that glaring question, why was the FIR filed at 11:45 at night, when the incident had happened at 9:30, or at least the body was allegedly detected around 9:30. So there were innumerable questions on day one, and it's very, very unfortunate that there were an equally large number of questions on day two. And truly, the challan that, you know, the lawyers are telling us are a must, that must go along with the body being sent for post-mortem, that's missing. And there's also another question that the courts have repeatedly asked, and lawyers will ask it and tell it to you anytime you ask them. And that is, the postmortem was conducted officially at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Apparently, law says that you cannot conduct postmortems after six. So perhaps, your guest, the lawyer, could clarify on that as well. So too many unanswered questions, too many gaps that seem to be, surfacing on both days of the court hearing, day one and today, day two.
Yashovardhan Azad, just on the point that Monideepa mentions, are there certain timings within which a post-mortem can take place?
Well, it should. The postmortem should take place within 72 hours, and it was done within 72 hours. And in fact, about the delay in the lodging FIR, this was evident on the first day. This is not a new thing which has been raised. What had actually happened was at 1:47, the death certificate was given, and then UD was registered at about 2:30. I'm told that the Calcutta police, according to their regulations, first registered UD. But then, you know, I think it is more a case of sloppiness and ham-handedness than any kind of a cover-up. You know, any police commissioner should have immediately reacted when something like this happens at RG Kar Hospital. He should have sent his deputy commissioner, landed up there. And any IPS officer, when he sees the body, can register a case of at least murder straight away. And after doing that inquest, panchanama, he could have sent it immediately for the forensics and then registered the case of rape later. You know, then the other thing, this political build from both sides is you know, fudging the case completely.
Okay, Mr. Azad, we'll talk about politics later. I just want to, you know, because I do believe that justice is not going to necessarily be served by the politics on either side. I think let's focus on the crime details itself. So my next question to you, Mr. Azad, is why should a post-mortem not necessarily be conducted in the same hospital where a person has died? Is it regular practice that if there has been a death which is questionable, that the body is moved elsewhere?
You can't suspect anybody. And I'm not raising politics here. I'm saying politics is detrimental to this case.
No, but so what does the rule book say?
There is nothing in rule book to say that it cannot be done in the same hospital.
It cannot be done. Is that what the rule is?
No, I don't think. I'm not aware of any rule that a postmortem should not be done in the same hospital. Because after all, there are not many cases of, you know, murders or rapes within the hospital. So I don't think there would have been an exception made in this particular case. And the other thing is...
Okay, just hold that thought. I want to come back to Shobhaji for one moment on that. Ma'am, when a crime is just committed, a murder has taken place, a death has taken place, the nature of the death itself may be in the initial phases unclear. Would it necessarily be, is it an obligation to move the body to another hospital for an autopsy?
See, there is always a necessity to show a fairness. You know, justice should be seen to be done. When postmortem wasn't done immediately in this case, it's not as if you found the body, you are referring it, and then the postmortem done. You had consumed enough time. By that time, there was hue and cry. There were allegations of something beyond rape and murder, and you know, somebody nabbed by that time. He done alone. So many of the stories, so many of the allegations. In all fairness, the hospital, I'm not saying there is a rule book which says could not have been done in that hospital. To make things look so very fair and to rule out any possibility of any fudging, they should have actually referred it to some other hospital.
Sure.
And secondly, about whether the postmortem could be done after sunset or not. You know, there is a guideline issued by the Central Government of India in 2021. And it very clearly says that earlier it used to be yes or no. But now since many of the hospitals have sufficient infrastructure, earlier it used to because of the possibility, you know, the availability of enough light. But now we have enough paraplegia in all the hospitals. So this guideline, I'll share it to you, which says... it is permissible. Okay. If you have sufficient paraphernalia in your hospital, you can do it.
Okay. I want to go across to Saira Shahleem. Saira ji, there have been other question marks as well. For example, questions on complaints about videography, right? That was also unfairly done and not properly done. So do you believe that prima facie on the basis of whatever has been reported so far and on the questions which have been raised, you know, there is we can suggest that there was something which was terribly wrong, part of a cover-up. That's what I'm asking.
Definitely. Like, if you see now, there have been thwarted attempts, you know, to kind of intimidate the doctors. And various doctor associations have already given a statement that Trinamool Congress is trying to intimidate a very peaceful doctor's movement. If you look at this entire case, right from the beginning, to the way, you know, the doctors' death announcements are made to the parents, so it's very, you know, fishy. First, you say that there is a medical emergency. And then you say your daughter has committed suicide. And then there's renovation work going on, you know, in the site where it happened. Then this whole principal's, you know, role. It took days, you know, for the doctor's protest to carry on, for the principal of Archicar to be even implicated or to be even be to even get arrested. So it's been a huge battle. And right now the sentiment of people of not only in Bengal, of across India, and globally, if you see, there are protest movements happening of doctors in the UK, in the US. The issue is not just justice for, you know, Archicar. The whole thing is about enough is enough. You know, a woman feels safest, you know, in a workplace. Here, a lady doctor, 31 years of age, has been not only brutally raped and murdered, her family and the, you know, the citizenry of the country are being made to believe another story. So we've seen how the Trinamool Congress has engaged in various multiple scams, be it the Sharda, be it the Narda, be it the Chit Fund, be it the teacher recruitment scam. Where
okay, Saira, we'll look at the politics and other you know, issues later on. I don't want to bring that up over here.
Right.
But before I go across to the BJP and the Trinamool, I just want to read out one sentence of one of the judges, Justice J.B. Pardiwala, who said, see the third column on the top, the constable who brought the body is supposed to carry this form. It's been struck off. So there is no reference of this challan when the dead body is sent for examination. You need to explain. If this document is missing, then something is amiss. That's what we're actually talking about. Now, Kapil Sibal, as I understand it, or certainly some of the lawyers with him, have said that that will in fact be recovered and it will be submitted. So we'll have to wait and see because there are many more hearings of this case. But Monojit Mondal, as a political analyst and supporter of the Trinamool Congress, do you not believe that the police chief's resignation should have been accepted? Apparently, he voluntarily decided he needed to quit. The state government, Mamata Banerjee, said no, stay on. Do you not believe in a case as serious as this, he should have been allowed to go?
The answer to all these questions should lie in the fact that how far CBI has progressed beyond what the Kolkata police has done. Does the CBI believe that only Sanjoy Rai is the only culprit or there are some more? So far, CBI has interrogated 100 people, 12 polygraph tests. You have apparently the DNA is matching with the victim and that of the victim with the culprit that is under CBI custody. So keeping in mind everything that you have been discussing for the last 1 month, what is the wrong that Kolkata police has done, apart from these quote-unquote technical errors that you are talking about?
No, but
about,
one second, which, the technical
Hang on. This is not the way. If you have called me, you have to allow me to answer.
No, but you
I'll
are,
not be
I,
here
I want
to
sit
and... No, no, hang on. No, no. This is not the way to conduct a debate, sir.
No,
you have called me. I'm sitting here for 20
conduct.
Minutes.
I'm just trying to say that what you're stating is incorrect.
What am I stating? What is incorrect?
Yeah, what you are stating that these are technical errors which may have been made, and I am trying to say, and I have
what
five
what did I say? What did I say? I did not say
they
these.
Serious,
I said these are quote unquote technical errors leading to the arrest of a person, which CBI also believes that main culprit because the forensic report said the DNAs are matching. Then what is the wrong that Kolkata police has done
right.
in
so,
terms of making the investigation?
Yeah, so fair question, and that's what I was alluding to. Number one, the scene of the crime was apparently not sufficiently protected.
You have
Number
to allow
two,
me to answer.
Was not protected.
You
Number
have
three,
to allow me to answer.
Was,
I answer
let me make my point.
Question.
I'll come to you next. Number three, the post-mortem in the same hospital. Number four, the Supreme Court today said this challan was missing.
All the questions
Number
will
five,
be answered, but you have to have
present.
The gut to listen
How
to the answer.
How is this not significant? Go ahead.
I will answer all the questions. Why the postmortem was not done? You need to have magistrate to do the postmortem. That is done in a different hospital, again, for the sake of fairness. Had the postmortem been done in the same hospital, you'd have said, okay, Sandeep goes, monitor the whole hospital. That would have been the narrative. for you. It's better that postmortem was done in a different hospital by different sets of doctors in
but
presence
it
of the
was
magistrate.
Done in the same hospital.
Hey, what is this? What is this? What is this? You are not even allowing me to listen to the truth. You have raised the questions. I will answer 100 questions. Please ask 3 questions to the CBI. The Kolkata police, the Bengal government, TMC will ask answer 100 questions.
Okay,
please ask 3 questions to the CBI. Does the CBI believe that this person is the main culprit? Does the CBI believe at all that this person was the culprit? Even if the DNAs are matching, that was done in the forensic laboratories, a crime scene tampered with. Let me tell you this. The crime scene was protected on the day before. There are so many people who are thronging. There are videos. It's clearly shown they're 40 feet away from that crime scene. So many people were around on the day, on the day after the, that brutal incident took place. They were there to, vandalizing the crime scene. Did you find that kind of video that crime scenes was being vandalized? Show me a single video. You have the videos of the crime scenes beyond 40 foot, which was being clarified by the DC North. Show me the videos that crime scene was being tampered with. I mean, hang on, the main culprit is under your custody. The call detail records are there. The Sandeep Ghosh is in your custody for a different reason. You can't crack this case. If you can't crack this case, then the CBI is incompetent. And at the hindsight, please, sir, raise these questions to yourself. Had the Kolkata police been doing the investigation for the last 1 month,
okay.
you have been gunning for the heads of the Kolkata police, including the chief minister. No question to the CBI. What has happened? The country wants to know.
But what has happened to
this girl?
No questions to the CBI. That doesn't arise simply because it's being heard in the Supreme Court. So it's the Supreme Court which will ask the CBI, and there is a hearing, I believe,
yes.
next Tuesday.
Yes.
So let the Supreme
Court decide whether the job has been done or not. The Supreme Court has accepted that the handover
to the CBI is important. But just one second. Let me go across to Gwyn, who's been waiting very patiently. Mr. Mondal makes some important points when he says that, look, it's not just the police. There was a crime scene which was tampered with on the basis or violated on the basis of the presence of a large number of people. There was a situation which progressively got out of hand. Don't just blame the Calcutta police or the Trinamool Congress. Look at it factually. So could you answer from a factual standpoint,
not just
politics?
The way the TMC, continues to be defiant on a sensitive case like this, and the way they continue to trivialize, I won't even call it lapses, the anomalies, the mischievous anomalies of the case. I mean, hats off to you for having the patience to, continue listening to the gibberish peddled out by the TMC. Fact is, even today's observations by Supreme Court are scathing, whether it is about the 12-hour delay in the filing of FIR, whether it is about the absence of the chalan of, the body when it comes to postmortem, or even, something as basic as the time of the crime. 1 month after the crime, we are debating. We are not even sure what time did the crime take place. And I'm not even going into what happened on the night of 14th August, where 7,000 goons were sent with a specific purpose to destroy evidence. And then they have the audacity to give a deadline to the CBI. With the way the entire system in West Bengal has gone out of the way to destroy evidence, the CBI definitely needs time to crack this case.
All right, so let the Supreme Court to be the judge of that and whether evidence has been destroyed or not. I'd like to leave it over here. Thank you all very much for joining us.